Concilium Ecumenicum Vaticanum Secundum.
Potevano certamente sentire questo chiasso.
Il Signore mai si stanca di perdonare.
Vatican Radio's sound archives date from 1931, when the radio was set up by Pope Pius XI, and they include the voices of every pope since then. The digital archive was compiled using audio sources that range from old 78 records, magnetic tape, to CDs, and include sound from over 23,000 different events. Vatican Radio's Director General, Father Federico Lombardi, says the digitalization was carried out in order to prevent damage from wear and tear and guarantee a better preservation of the material for posterity. He spoke of how Vatican Radio is the custodian of the voice of all the popes, saying its mission is to preserve these recordings and ensure the radio's intellectual property rights are protected when the sound material is used by third parties. Among those present at the news conference on Tuesday was Guido Gusso, Pope John XXIII's valet and Dean of the Hall of the Papal Antechamber under Pope John Paul II, who shared anecdotes with those present about his memories of serving the two popes. Gusso said he recalled Pope John XXIII's disappointment when, in the evening shortly after his election, he looked out of the window and saw a deserted St. Peter's Square. I'm Susie Hodges.